I'm Terry Sacca, and this is Rigged Against You. What is coming to the economy? And I think you're going to really like this one. I'm going to show you the real data of what's going on, and we are way overdue. So I want to jump in and start right here to this one. Now, I'm going to make this a little bigger. This is a bull and bear chart, and this goes all the way back into the 50s. The blue are bull markets, and the orange are bear markets. But I want you to notice on the right, you'll see we had the last big mountain. That was leading up to the pandemic. We were booming in the economy for about 11 years, bull market. But what's interesting about it is you notice that the two little bull markets on the right there that have followed the pandemic have gotten smaller and smaller. And we even had a small little bear market in between, but they're getting smaller. But that's just the beginning. We are getting ready to enter into something many do not see coming. They are rigging the numbers against us, and they're not telling you the truth. Wait until you see this next chart. This is real, and this is what's really going on, contrary to what the media is showing you. This is private sector jobs at recessionary levels, stock credit, and fresh hiring. But look at this figure. When you see the 40% there, private payrolls, right now in July of 24, we are at 38%. But if you notice, we have lost so many jobs in the United States. We are as low as we are or were in the 2008 Great Recession. Look at all the others. Now, the gray areas are the recessions, but look at all the other areas. We've never lost the amount of jobs we have now. This is the biggest amount of job loss we've seen really in decades and decades. And you wouldn't know that, right? If you're following the media, you wouldn't know that it's that bad. That's how many jobs are lost. And the only jobs that have been created over the last 3.5 years have gone to 100% off foreigners. Good luck with open borders, right? I've done podcasts on that in the past. If you haven't seen my last podcast, are your savings safe? You've got to see that. It's a short one, but if you watch that and then watch this, you're going to put two and two together and understand real quick what's happening. Now, that's the job numbers. And then when I showed you how are your savings safe sitting in the money markets, take a look at this. This is unrealized on the left there, unrealized gain losses on investment securities. Look at since 22, how negative that is, and unrealized losses, meaning they haven't booked the losses yet. That is huge. We haven't seen that going back to 2008. This staggering amount of loss. Going to the right, chart 8, the number of assets of banks on the problem bank list. Look at the left side going back to 2008. They had a lot of assets. Right now on the right, there is no asset in the banking system. And right now, the bank's requirement for reserves, 0%. 0% reserve requirement. It is so absolutely rigged is the information to the information and what they're telling you what's really going on. That's huge. So if you think your savings are safe, look at the banks. They have no assets and they're holding zero reserve. If everybody showed up to the banks, your money's not there. Your currency's not there. Why it's so vital to be diversified out of the system in gold and silver in a private depository, IRAs, 401ks, while we're going through this forest fire. Very, very important. Now, here's another image that kind of puts it in perspective. In the last 4 years of inflation here, the U.S. dollar, here's where they're tricking us. The U.S. dollar has maintained its strength internationally while decaying domestically. We have tremendous inflation and we know it. They can lie to us, but we're buying the goods and services. I am astounded by how expensive simple things are. It is a result. The imports haven't suffered nearly as much as the inflation as the domestic goods has, which only entrenches the problem. They're fooling us. They're not giving us the truth. But the banks don't have assets. They have zero reserves. Your money market accounts that you think is safe in cash are really 98% U.S. treasuries. This is unbelievable stuff. And this is what's coming to the economy after this election is over. They're just faking it to get to the election. So you would vote thinking everything's been going okay, but it absolutely is not. And we definitely need a cleansing. But this is big. In July of 1944, a year and some months before the official end of the Second World War, Allied powers gathered at the Bretton Woods Hotel in New Hampshire to hammer out the new economic order that would dominate the world, hence the U.S. reserve currency. What we are watching today and now is the final unraveling of the system of 1944 in all its parts, including the tweak of 1971 when they came off the gold standard, which introduces grave dangers to the world of both depression and war. And how interesting that we're on the verge of world war and on the verge of a depression. Interesting, isn't it? They're not telling you this. Why can't they tell you the truth? Because our inflation right now, and this comes out of shadow stats, I show this all the time, when we were measuring inflation, real measurements, real economic measurements of all data in 1980, this is the current inflation rate. And you see the blue line, 12%. The red line is what they're telling you the inflation rate is, 4%, 3%. It's a total lie. The real inflation rate is 12%. Now, why can't they do 12% and just tell you? Number one, economically, it's a death sentence. Not economically, I'm sorry, politically. But two, they couldn't afford the cost of living that they have to pay Social Security recipients and all other aspects of government payouts. So they have to rig the inflation numbers. And he comes out, the Federal Reserve Chairman comes out and says, well, inflation is tamed, so we can lower the rates. And tamed? It's 12%, and they know it. That's how dire of a situation the American economy is right now. Unbelievable stuff. Without the U.S. willing or perhaps able to step in and give that its currency no longer holds the same threat it used to, now that we're a multipolar world, further competition for scarce resources will happen as the Chinese and Russians take over, with nobody to play referee, because America is no longer unipolar, uniparty. We're not a unipolar world anymore. We're not dominant anymore. The BRICS are coming in. This will likely lead to wars, famine, and a massive death toll around the world, and the world will be turned upside down and new alliances will be formed. Interesting, new alliances have formed. Russia, BRICS, it's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, initially just 12 countries. Now it's 159 countries going into the BRICS currency unit that goes live October 22nd, 40% backed up by gold. New alliances are forming. I mean, it's right in front of us, but we have to connect the dots. And who knows this? Russia says clearly BRICS must be prepared for the collapse of the dollar. Now, I get it. The talking heads, the mainstream, they're just not telling us the truth. Oh, everything's fine. The dollar is strong. And I hear even, you know, Martin Armstrong, he's probably one of the most brilliant men out there right now with his Socrates AI in his computer. I get it. The dollar is definitely still the stabilizing form. But the point is, alliances have been made. They are definitely moving away with trade and definitely energy into other currencies. So the banks don't have the assets. They have zero reserve state. Your money markets are now 98% treasuries. And you think you're safe? This is what's coming to the economy once the election is over. And I want to clear up one more thing. I misspoke on a podcast. I'm going to show you one more because this is a big deal right here. This is, well, messed that one up. I'm reality. But this is the reality. Under Trump, mortgage rates were 2.7%. under Harris and Biden, 7.75%. Personal savings under Trump was up 385%. Under Biden and Harris, personal savings are down 73%. Credit card delinquency under Trump was down 11%. Under Biden and Harris, its delinquencies are up 50%. And here's where I misspoke. Real weekly wages under Trump were up 8.2%. Under Biden and Harris, real wages are down 3.9%. And this is how big it is. Not only are wages down 3.9% under Harris and Biden, inflation is raging at 12%. So not only are your wages coming down, but the things, goods, and services that you have to buy are far more expensive. So your dollar isn't going as far. But yet gold is at $2,700. We'll be marching to 3,000 before the end of the year and definitely going to go to 5,000 over the next few years. Silver is now at $32, marching towards 50. And once it breaks that 50, it's going to 100. This is real money. Gold and silver is real money. And that's where you need to be. Real wages. Just look at that chart. Tell your friends. I don't really like politics, but I can tell you what, under President Trump, everything was booming and moving in the right direction for all we the people. And I believe if he would have got reelected, we would have had a booming global economy. Instead, we get this Harris-Biden administration that comes in. We cut off our oil supply in North Dakota and through Canada. We're now in two major wars. Does that seem realistic to you? And you want to vote for that? Good luck. Because what is coming is so paramountly important. If we do not make the right mistake, you can bet one thing. We will lose our freedom and our constitutional rights forever. And you better believe that to be true, because it is. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.